Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Thursday, horny. Listen, it is going down super bad on today. We are going to get on and down with it, my darlings. It is sizzling hot on today. Got some hot music for you. Going to get on down with independent artist Luis M. Aragon. Listen, I am telling you, this is first class, top notch, and it is top shelf on today. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, it is February 2nd, 2023, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say all up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that knocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push zone up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutwani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is chaka-laka, boom, boom, boom. Honey, shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, before I get down and into the music, I want y'all to do me just a little bit of favor. You ain't doing nothing, no way. Ain't nobody working. You know you ain't did nothing all day. You're just sitting around doing nothing. So listen here. Use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what you gonna do on today? Come on. Work with me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. All right. Got some super bad music on today. Going to get on down with it. I am telling you, this is top shelf. It is top shelf on today. Independent artist Luis M. Aragon. Let me tell you a little bit about Luis. He's an accomplished composer, produced, playwright, and theater manager. He's written a book and composed the music and lyrics for three musicals and co-authored two stage plays. And you go, when you hear the music, you're going to understand it is on the real. So he has co-authored two stage plays. His latest play, Title Fight, is scheduled to premiere in early 2024 in San Diego. Yeah, babe. He's also a recognized leader in San Diego's theater community through his work with San Diego's premier Latino theater community. Let me tell you something. This music is really top-notch. It is first class. I'm going to tell you something. It reminded me of high school. It reminded me of high school. And you want to know why? This is why I like music that, you know, every song can remind you of something. It doesn't matter if it happened yesterday, last week, last year, or early on in life. His music reminded me of high school because Luis does theater. He does stage plays, things like that. It reminded me of high school because in high school, my first year, and you know, I was in a stage play, West Side Story, and I had a little bitty part. Because I was afraid of the stage and all this kind of business. So listen, this music reminded me of the first time that I was going to hit the stage. I was a freshman and did my little bitty part. And so, yeah, it reminded me of that. And I am going to kick this on out and play Walking on Water. Walking on Water. You're going to love it. It is phenomenal. What he did is just wonderful. He wrote and he produced the music, and you're going to love it. The singing is phenomenal. The lead singer, she is just great. It is awesome. It is professional. It is top-notch. Can't say enough about it. Mixed and mastered very well. The vocals are great. Lyrics are really nice. Tells a great story. This is Walking on Water. I want you to sit back and enjoy this. Walking on Water.
I used to walk on water. Now I don't walk on water. Since I found you, I feel brand new.
I used to be so lonely. Now I don't feel so lonely. Since I found you, I feel brand new.
I've got my feet on the ground,
and I can't believe the love that I've found.
Our love seems heavenly bound.
Feels like walking on water.
I have used spells and magic. Now I don't need spells and magic. Since I found you, I know what's true.
I've never believed in magic. Now I believe in magic. The magic is you.
I've got my feet on the ground,
and I can't believe the love that I've found.
Our love seems heavenly bound.
Feels like walking on
on water.
Walking on water.
You and me.
Awesome. Amazing, amazing, amazing job. Top notch. They both did amazing job. Lee Singh is so amazing. He did his part very well, and she did as well. It is professional. That's professionalism. That is great singing. You know, it's almost like, you know, it sounds like music from Dancing with the Stars to me. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I love it. It is really great. So once again, that was Walking on Water, independent artist Luis M. Argon. Got some more music from him. This one is No One I know, no one I know. Listen, all of the music you're going to hear by Luis is great. It is awesome. It is first-class music. It's very classical. It's very unique. It's theater. It's stage. And if you got to love it. You know, this kind of music, you just have to love. Once again, the name of the song is No One I Know. I want you guys to check this out. This is No One I Know.
I don't recognize him, don't even understand him. He is like no one I know. I don't know what happened, don't have an explanation. He is like no one I know. Could it be I'm missing something? Could it be I'm not aligned? I wish I had all the answers. I may sound accusing, he is so confusing. He is like no one I know. Don't know why he's changing, should I be forgiving? Am I just crazy to stay? Now I see that I've missed something. Yes, I have been so blind. Starting to understand him. Let me, please let me.
That was No One I Know, No One I Know. If you just tuned in, I want you to know you're listening to the music of Luis Aragon. He is an accomplished composer, as you can hear, as you can tell from the music, because it is top-notch. So he is an accomplished composer, producer, playwright, and theater manager. He's written the book and composed the music and lyrics for 3 musicals and co-authored 2 stage plays. His latest play, Tidal Flight, is scheduled to premiere in early 2024 in San Diego. He's also a recognized leader in San Diego's theater community through his work with San Diego's premier Latino theater company. Listen, I got one more. I got some more music. This is a musical salute for musical independent artist Luis M. Aragon. This one is a Baton Rouge. Now, you know, this one reminds me again, makes me feel very nostalgic. Because of the days when I worked in Baton Rouge, as they say. Look, I want you guys to check this out. This is a Baton Rouge.
I'm in love with a girl from Baton Rouge. Love so strong, no way I lose. I hear down south they sing the blues, but not my girl from Baton Rouge. I'm from California, never been down south, but I know what love is all about. When she smiles, she leaves no doubt. Lord, she makes me wanna shout. Baton Rouge, a southern kind of love. She loves with her heart and her soul. She's the greatest love I'll ever know. Southern kind of love, she rains all her love down on me. She makes me the man I want to be. Mm-hmm.
but she smiles and the sun shines bright. She's my morning and starry night. Baton Rouge, a southern kind of love. She gave me her heart and her soul. She's the greatest love I'll ever know. I believe and I know that this love that we have is meant to be.
In love with a girl from Baton Rouge. You know what? I'm going to say this real quick. I'm pretty much out of time. I'm going to say this really, really fast. The great thing, there's one great thing about living in different cities and in different states. You know, you get to learn the culture, and you get to have an experience that you never would have had before. You know what I'm saying? Now, you guys already know I'm a licensed life coach, yada, yada, yada. Monique Carradine, she trained me years ago. She was a reporter for Channel 32 News. She's no longer there. She trained me years ago. But listen, let me tell you this. You know, it's a great experience to live in different states because you really do. You get to learn different cultures. This is a phenomenal experience. You don't have that experience unless you actually live there for a period of time. And it's really phenomenal. You get to learn the people. You get to learn the food. You get to learn sports. You get to learn what they love. And so, listen, it's really a fascinating experience. So, listen, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it going different places and living in different states for a little bit of time. So, listen, Baton Rouge, I like that song. It is phenomenal. It is great. I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. One other thing I was going to say about living in different places, you guys know I love me some MJ Harris. Now, MJ Harris, I was just talking about living in different states to learn the culture. Well, MJ Harris has adopted that way of life. He's decided to become a global citizen, and I love this. If I was able to do such a thing, I would do it myself. So listen. He has two nephews. He's like an uncle dad. His two nephews, they're like his two sons. So listen, what MJ Harris did, he decided he's going to become a global citizen. So now he's moved to, I think it's Johannesburg. He's in Africa. He's in Johannesburg. And it is fascinating. So, of course, he's documented it all on Instagram. He was in, he first went to Asia, some part of Asia. And so then they decided to move to Africa. And so it is just great. It's fascinating. You get to learn so much. You get to pick up a little bit of the language. You get to enjoy the food, the culture, and the different festivities, the different festivals that they have. And it is amazing, and it's amazing. Now, of course, he's doing it on an international basis. I've never done that, but I would love to do that. Listen, let me tell you something. So listen, he has a post on Instagram, and he's documented. It's really, really nice. Congratulations to him. And someone had the nerve. I don't know what's the matter with people. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get this in here. I don't know what's wrong with people. You know, all up in here. You know, who are you to decide how a person lives their life? Now, I'm saying this on the strength of MJ Harris because he made a comment that somebody told him. I don't know what's the matter with people. Now, he decided this is what he's going to do with his life and his two nephews, to be a global citizen and to become citizens in different parts of the world for a period of time. So someone had the audacity to tell him, how dare you take these two boys, your two nephews, from place to place after they become adapted and you know, getting used to one place, then you're going to take them somewhere else. They didn't like the idea, and they had the nerve to tell him off about it. And he was feeling some kind of way, so he publicly says, well, you got a lot of nerve. So, you know, my point is this. This is my thing. Who in the world is people to tell somebody else how to live their life? I don't get it. I don't get why should you even care? Why should you be concerned? And who are you to give your two cents and your opinion on what somebody else is doing with their life? So it's like grow up. So, you know, it is what it is. It ain't like something's going to change. Now, she gave him her two cents about his life. Now, what is it going to change? Nothing. You're changing absolutely nothing. Okay, so listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all.
In a special
over
words
again.
Of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.